Hi guys, Bradley Villain here for thenewfury.com, and we're actually on Trapp's tour bus tonight. Definitely something that I've been pretty stoked about. They just finished a show, and there are probably a few hundred people in there. It's really cool to be able to see them. They're actually on tour doing their self-titled record right now, so if you get a chance to see them play that live, you really need to. We're actually here with a new friend of mine, so why don't you introduce yourself and what band you play in?
Hey, I'm Chris, playing Trapped.
So, first question for you, playing the self-titled record in its entirety is definitely an experience that not a lot of people get to see in their lifetime. Why did you guys decide to play the whole, the self-titled record front to back on a tour, on a special tour like this?
We're writing songs for a new record, and we wanted to do some summer touring and break up the writing process, and we just wanted to play an album. At least one of our albums front to back, the way it's meant to be heard, on a record, and thought we'd start with the first one, so we probably will do this again, but with other records,
So why do you feel like it's important that, people hear that album front to back instead of hearing it, like, four or five singles from it? Why do you think that's important for people to hear that?
Because we made it as an album, so we want people to hear it as an album.
So, with that said, how do you develop things like, the cover art and then the track listing for albums like that?
Yeah, that's the track listing, album art is part of the record, I'm not sure what that means.
Okay, well, when you're, writing for the record and you've got all the songs finalized and tracked and stuff like that, how do you select what song goes where and how it all flows and stuff like that?
Just everybody deciding what song should be first and what's the best song to musically lead into the second, third, and fourth, and that's kind of how we do it.
So obviously, playing a self-titled album in its entirety is really cool for fans to be able to witness. What have been some of your fans' reactions for this tour so far?
They're singing every song that we're doing. I mean, we're doing more than just the self-titled. We're doing, self-titled record, and then we're playing another six songs from other records, and, pretty much every song we play, everyone's singing along, so everyone knows all the words to pretty much all the songs we get.
Something that's really interesting about you guys is that you've actually got an Indiegogo campaign going on right now for what's going to be your next album. And I think that's really cool that a band like you guys is letting, your fans pick the things and the experiences they want to have with you. For instance, I know you guys are doing, VIP stuff on tour, meet and greets, chill out on the bus and stuff like that. How did you and the band develop all that stuff for the Indiegogo campaign?
We've done, VIP stuff in the past. We haven't done it for a long time, so we thought this would be a good tour to do it on. And we also just want as many fans as we can have be a part of the making of our next record and just get to hear stuff as we make it, watch, guitar parts being recorded, bass parts and drums, and just see how, pieces of music end up becoming full songs.
And, looking at some of the stuff on the Indiegogo, the perks and stuff like that, I think a lot of the stuff is really cool. For instance, one of them is a fan can actually be on the record, and with the popularity of crowdfunding, it's kind of unprecedented for fans to be a part of something like that. For the Indiegogo campaign overall, can you tell us a little bit more about, why you did it and some of the perks you'll find on the campaign for people who aren't familiar?
We just did it to have as many fans be a part of, being able to hear the different parts of a song, before it becomes a full song, and watch how songs are written, how they come together. So we're doing this as an experiment pretty much, and we just want as many of our fans to be a part of it, so we're trying to offer them as cool of experiences and packages as we can get it to entice them to be a part of everything.
Having just seen you for the first time tonight, I was really impressed by especially you on vocals, and I'm really bad at names, but your drummer was going ham tonight. I thought it was really impressive. What is it about your guys' stage show that you think really sets you apart from other bands?
I think that we're just, it's all about the song to start with, and then, you know, you just gotta stay true to the song, and, just try to, put as much energy as you can into the live performance of it, and, just stay tight, and, I don't know, you know, it's like, I think what sets us apart is just a different, you know, different style, different songs, and, we just try to have our own sound, and that's what I think every band should do, is just have their own sound, and not try to sound like anybody else, and that's what we try to do.
You know, one of the things I noticed is, growing up, I'm sure me and tons of other fans, you know, grew up on songs like Headstrong and Stand Up and stuff like that. How does it feel when the crowd is singing all those words, even for the non-singles, right back at you? How does that make you feel when you're on stage?
It just makes us, you know, pumps us up and gives us the energy to do this every day, and, gives meaning to the music. So, I mean, that's, without that, then there's no real point in doing it. And if your fans don't know every word you're singing, you know?
So when that self-titled album came out at the end of 2002, did you ever think it would become as popular as it did? You know, the singles, Headstrong, Echo, especially Echo, that's a great song. Did you ever think the album would become as popular as it did?
I was hoping for it to do well, and I kind of had this vision that, the album would do well, and it did really well, and so from there, we just, we have a fan base that's stuck with us, and now we just try to, you know, make sure that they're, you know, as happy as they can be with what we do.
Before we wrap this up, can you tell us a little bit more about your upcoming album, DNA? For those who may not know, it's happening pretty soon.
Yeah, there's going to be, you know, some good heavy grooves on the album, and it's going to be a lot of melody and, some cool and deep and challenging lyrics, and we're going to try to really outdo everything we've ever done before, and I think we're going to be the music and the guitar playing and all that kind of stuff is kind of a level higher than we've ever done before, so, you know, get ready for them.
Alright, well, before we wrap this up, do you have anything you'd like to plug or tell your friends, fans, and family back home about, or anything important?
No, just check out our Facebook page, it's facebook.com/trapped, or trapt.com, trapped.com, and, try to be a part of, everything we're doing. We're putting out an acoustic album, and it'll come out in a couple months, and, some of our, fan favorites over the years, and it's going to be the first volume of a bunch of acoustic albums that we're going to be putting out, and we're going to probably do an acoustic tour to accompany that, so watch out for that.
Alright, well, thank you, Chris, for giving us some of your time today. Be sure to check out Trapped on Tour. They're playing your city on their self-titled tour. Like I said before, it was a great night. Was filled with some great bands. Also, definitely check out the Veer Union, because that band is doing very big things. This has been Bradley Dillon and Chris Brown of Trapped for TheNewFury.com. Have a great night.